Longest winning streak for Clemson in series against Georgia Tech. It's now five straight for the Tigers over the Yellow Jackets. They were expected to roll, and they did, 52-14, the final. Jason Horwitz back with you here in our Westwood One studios. Let's quickly relive this opener for the nation's number one team, taking on a Georgia Tech team in game number one under Jeff Collins. And the Clemson offense just expected to roll the ball out and score, but opening drive, Trevor Lawrence and company went three and out. Excellent for Georgia Tech, except the Jackets fumbled the ensuing punt return, and that's a problem to set up Trevor Lawrence in the red zone.
ETN moved to the right of Lawrence now. Here's the snap. Lawrence going to fake the handoff, running right side, cuts it back left and strolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Clemson. Trevor Lawrence faked the handoff, started right, cut it up in between the hash marks, and untouched into the end zone. A 6-yard touchdown run, and Clemson is on the board. It's the Tigers 6 and Georgia Tech nothing here in the first quarter.
So taking advantage of an early Yellow Jackets giveaway, Clemson, though, gave one back to Georgia Tech with a Travis Etienne fumble. But the Yellow Jackets couldn't gain any yards, and Etienne made good on the mistake.
Two receivers right, single man left. First down, 20 yards to go. Here's the snap. Lawrence back, going to hand it off on a draw. This is Etienne running left hash. Cuts outside. Runs into a blocker. Gets out of there to the 20. Now 25 to the 30. Stiff arms a man. 40. In the clear. Down the near sideline. 30. 20. 10. 5. Going to the end zone. Touchdown, Travis Etienne. 90 yards. 13-0 Clemson. 5:50 to go here in the first.
That 90-yard touchdown run tied the Clemson school record for longest in school history. 14-0 Clemson lead to the second quarter in the Yellow Jackets early. Another mistake.
Third down and a yard. Oliver claps his hands, gets the low snap, hands it off. Ball is out. It's picked up by Clemson back at the 15-yard line. Tried to give it to Griffin. He never had it. The ball hit the turf, and the Tigers recover. Xavier Kelly, the man that jumps on it. Second time already that Georgia Tech has turned it over deep in their own territory.
Travis Etienne, one play later, a 14-yard touchdown run for a 21-0 lead. 2 minutes into the second quarter, Etienne 12 carries, 205 yards, and three touchdowns on the evening. Now, Georgia Tech was moving the ball a little bit, but not beyond midfield until Trevor Lawrence threw a pick. Tech's Trey Swilling, the son of Pat Swilling, returned it inside the two. But Trevor Lawrence, with hustle, made a tackle. Turned out to be a touchdown-saving tackle because the Tigers' defense got on the field and stopped Georgia Tech on four straight plays, and then Lawrence delivered a knockout blow.
Dixon remains in, lines up to the left of Lawrence. Shotgun snap, Lawrence back to throw, sets his feet, has all day, taking a deep shot down the far side, got a man, leaping catch made, inside the 20, down to the 10, down to the 5, touchdown Clemson. T. Higgins out jumped the defender and scores. 62-yard touchdown pass, and Clemson leads 27-0 with 4:34 to go in the second quarter.
An extra point good, 28-0, that the score to the second half. Georgia Tech never got within more than four touchdowns, and a 52-14 romp for Clemson.